you have to feel for Alex. How did you deal with him after the game, and your thoughts for him?
Yeah, I just gave him a huge hug, told him we loved him, told him I loved him, and gave him another big hug, and just told him how special he was as a player and as a teammate and as a person. You know, it's all you can say in a moment like that. He doesn't probably want to hear any of it, but it's all true. He's a great teammate. He's a great player. He's a great pitcher. He's a great friend, and you know, you hate to see anyone go through that, but he's got an incredible future ahead of him. I can't wait to see what he does next. It's going to be great.
Adam, what are your takeaways from this game that required so much grit, so much tenacity that this team has displayed, especially in this month of September, for it to come all down to one game and for the way that this team responded? What's your takeaway from that?
I felt like we had a team that was going to win a World Series, honestly. And we played a good game tonight. We played against a very good team. You know, they were like they are. I mean, they were relentless, and they're just, you know, they're a great competitor. They're a great opponent, and they beat us. You know, we had our chances. We talked about it. We had our chances to win that game, and their pitching did a great job. Their defense did a great job, and they got the big hit at the end.
Tell me, what was the plate approach going into Max Scherzer? It seemed to be very disciplined, very selective, and you guys had to make him work especially hard on a night where it didn't seem like he had his best slider command.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we did a good job against Max today, kind of not really chasing him around the zone and really driving his pitch count up. Got to that bullpen quick, but, I mean, their bullpen just did a great job of shutting us down once they got in there.
Tommy, how much does the running that's been so much of a part of your guys' game all season factor into this game, both of you guys putting pressure on Max and also on that bullpen when you have the opportunity to do so?
Yeah, I mean, whatever advantage we can get whenever you see a weakness that an opponent has, you got to take advantage of that, especially in big games like today.
Next question.
Sure. Just to kind of build into the double play, how did you feel like you were getting sharper there in the game over and out of the concern?
Yeah, I did. I rolled the dice right there. Honestly, it was I couldn't give in that situation. I know it had 3-2 count, bases loaded, but I mean, I didn't throw much different than the pitch I tried to throw. I wanted him to go off a little bit, you know, right there, and I did. I just rolled the dice. I got lucky, you know. I mean, he did what I was hoping he would do. But we got an incredible defense. I mean, they have been amazing all year. They've carried us all year. And Tommy made the great sliding play up the middle, too. They've just been incredible all year. So trying to get those guys to hit the ball in play, on the ground especially, as much as I can to let these guys work because they're special out there.
Not so much quality in this game. I don't think it's just quality play out there.
Yeah, that's two good baseball teams playing a good baseball game, wasn't it? Whoever won this game was going to have a really great chance to have a deep run in the postseason. You know, that's how we looked at it. We really felt confident coming into this game that we were going to win today. I mean, we did. We've been playing great baseball, and this the takeaway from this from our team is to understand how far we came, the adjustments we made, and what a great baseball team we can be when we play like we're supposed to. And we showed that down the stretch. We showed that we can play like that in any situation, in any atmosphere tonight. Like you said, we didn't win, but we came in here and made them real nervous, didn't we? We had guys on base all day long. We worked one of the best pitchers of all time, you know, got him out early. And their bullpen did a great job, but we kept the pressure on. You know, kudos to those pitchers over there that made great pitches time after time after time, because we really battled them and we kept them. We had guys on base the whole time, and they just made a bunch of pitches.
Come on back here.
Adam, obviously, Alex has been through a lot through his career. He's had some
very highs this year going to the All-Star game, and he's also run Joe. But just what have you noticed about the quality of him being able to bounce back from adversity over his career, how much you've known him, how much you've seen him develop this year? Just what do you like about his mentality of how he's been able to adjust on the fly this year to different roles and different things?
Well, he's had a career filled with adversity. I mean, he has just been put through the ringer. You know, the Tommy John, and the lat. You know, right when he came back from Tommy John, he was striking out like 14 guys every rehab start, not exaggerating. And we were so excited to get him back. And then he, you know, tweaks his lat in the last game, but in his last rehab, but thinks he's okay to pitch, and then tears it all the way when his first game back, four innings, 9 strikeouts. I mean, the guy was just gonna just light it up. He's each time he's been dealt that hand, he's come back even stronger. And you know, we're not here tonight without Alex Reyes. I mean, he was an all-star closer the first half of the season. He put us on his back a lot of the time this year. So we all completely believe he's going to come back strong.